Fred Gwizdarugwima, who led the invasion, was the vice defense minister in the military of Uganda. So it was very much a Ugandan invasion of Rwanda, a violation of the Nuremberg Principle against aggressive war, the crime from which all other war crimes, all crimes against humanity, stem. So when the invaded country is charged with committing genocide against the invaders, you really have to ask yourself, what is up?
For Mick Collins, the director of Cirque Minime of Paris, the official version of the so-called 1994 Rwanda genocide is being challenged in France. Since 1990, waves of Western-supported armies from Uganda had been attacking the country, creating a humanitarian crisis which the socialist government in Kigali, under economic sanctions from the West, had barely been able to contain. After years of prosecuting the former Hutu leaders of Rwanda, the Human Rights Tribunal could find no evidence of genocide. Rwanda, says Collins, is a model case for the shock doctrine.
The coffee market collapsed through certain financial and commercial machinations. The branches of the foreign banks shut down. The export trade gets withered. The country goes into dire economic shock. This was shock therapy, plus sanctions. Now, back in the old days, if you make it impossible for a country to trade, you have committed an act of war against that country.
And so, according to Mr. Collins, the same pattern of economic sanctions against countries like Rwanda, Yugoslavia, Iran, and Libya, along with orchestrated campaigns denouncing their leaders for human rights violations, while financially supporting democratic reforms, are nothing more than capitalist counter-revolution. Collins gave the example of Croatia in 1995.
When Franjo Tuđman was presenting himself as president of a new, independent, seceded Croatia, nostalgic for the fascist free state of Croatia, Enron, the energy brokerage firm, made a deal with him that they would support his campaign and see to it that he got elected if he would deregulate the gas market. And so they did. The gas prices went up so precipitously that the suicide rate equally mounted. Now, this is the way the counter-revolution begins, with their privatization, their financial and commercial machinations.
And again, the prosecution of the socialist leader of neighboring Serbia, Slobodan Milosevic, by the same international criminal court involved in Rwanda and Libya, could find no evidence to convict him, and he was found dead in his cell. It is clear, said Collins, that those who refuse to bow to neoliberal counter-revolutionary aggression as leaders of single-party states are consistently demonized as dictators and human rights violators. People should remember that Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi, Collins said, fostered social programs and excluded multinational corporations from economic development such as water and telecommunication projects. And this is the reason he had to be destroyed.
We all want to live safely, free from catastrophic incidences, and to be able to pursue our lives with a modicum of joy. But there are certain people who cannot abide by real democracy, because unless there is this privileged distinction that makes the counter-revolutionary the owner of the revolutionary, then there is no joy for them.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.